Good morning. This is Precept Bible Study, and our study is from the book, Lord, I Want to Know You, and we are studying the names of God. And our study today is from the 12th chapter. It's the 12th lesson that we have studied these names. And the name that we're looking at today is Jehovah Makadishkim. It's very hard to pronounce, and I may not be pronouncing it correct, but it means the Lord who sanctifies you. So let us begin our lesson today in prayer, and then we're going to study about this great name of God. Heavenly Father, as we come before you to study your word, we know, Father, that we can't understand without your Holy Spirit teaching us and guiding us. And I pray today, as we study another name of your great names, that we may know you more, that we may know your character, that we may know your attributes and your nature. And I'm just so thankful, and we all are, that you had it pinned down, that we can read and study. So lead us, guide us, and direct us this day, and teach us your precious word. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Now, looking at the name Jehovah Makadishkim, we see that it means the Lord sanctifies. Now, what is sanctified? What is it to be sanctified? To be sanctified means to be made holy and to be set apart. And only the Lord can do that. Only He can sanctify us. But before we are sanctified, we have to be redeemed. And what does it mean then to be redeemed? We need to be saved. We need to be brought back in relationship with the Lord Jesus, with God through the Lord Jesus. The only way that we can be redeemed, and Jesus said in his teachings, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. So we know to be saved, to have that relationship with God Almighty again, then we have to be redeemed. And to be redeemed then is brought back in relationship with God Almighty. The relationship that was broken in the Garden of Eden by the disobedience of Adam and Eve. And that put into each of us that are born, it put into us the sin that they made in being disobedient to God. So in order for us to get that relationship back, we have to have a Redeemer. And the only one that was worthy, the only one that was without sin, that could be the perfect sacrifice, was Jesus himself. Because John 14:6, Jesus' word said that I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. Now, we know that all during Scripture, as God chose Israel for his very chosen people and to make them a nation, they were so disobedient to him. And he made a covenant with them, And in Exodus 19, verses 2 through 6, he said, "Now then, if you will obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own possession among all the peoples, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and of a holy nation." So, to become, God chose them, Israel, to become His chosen and to become a nation that would be a kingdom, and they would be a kingdom of priests, and they would be a holy nation. But He also said that they needed to observe His Sabbath. And in Exodus 31, 12 through 18, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "But as for you, the people of Israel, speak to the sons of Israel, saying, you shall surely," excuse me, "observe my Sabbath, for this is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you. Therefore, you are to observe the Sabbath, for it is holy to you, and everyone who profanes it shall surely be put to death. For whoever does not any work on it, that person shall be cut off from among his people. For 6 days' work may be done, but on the seventh day there is a Sabbath of complete rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day shall surely be put to death." So the sons of Israel shall observe the Sabbath to celebrate the Sabbath throughout their generations as a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the sons of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, but on the seventh day he ceased from labor and was refreshed. And when he had finished speaking with him upon Mount Sinai, he gave Moses the two tablets of the testimony, the tablets of stone written by the finger of God. And that was Exodus 31, 12 through 18. So we know that God Himself is the one that rested on the Sabbath day after 6 days of creation. And He said in His covenant that man must follow that and rest on the Sabbath. So the Sabbath, then the purpose of the Sabbath was, as He said in 31:13, that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you, that you may know that I am Jehovah Jehovah Mekadishkim. So God Himself made the Sabbath holy to the children of Israel. So we know then, to be brought back to Him, we have to be redeemed. So what does it mean to be redeemed? It means to make us righteous and to make us holy. So only holiness can abide in the presence of the Most Holy God. So Hebrews 12:14 says, "Follow holiness, without which no man can see the Lord." So holiness is not an option. It is a requirement. There's no way that we can stand in the presence of the Lord unless we are holy. And to be holy, we have to be first saved, we have to be redeemed, and then we are sanctified. 1 Peter 2:9 says, a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession. So, let's read some more scripture that we can learn more about the Sabbath. I'm reading again from Exodus 31. Now I'm reading verses 14 through 15. Therefore you are to observe the Sabbath, for it is holy to you, and everyone who profanes it shall be put to death. For whoever does any work on it, that person shall be cut off from among his people. For 6 days work may be done, but on the seventh day there is a Sabbath of complete rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath shall surely be put to death. And then he said in the 16th and 17th verses of chapter 31, and I said before, holiness was not an option. It was part of a perpetual covenant, a sign between me and the sons of Israel forever. So, as God sanctified Israel, he also sanctifies the church. So, let's read a little bit of scripture that tells us what it says about sanctification, okay? A reading in Hebrews 10, verses 10 through 14. By this will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all, and every priest stands daily ministering and offering time after time the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But he, Jesus Christ, having offered one sacrifice for sins for all time, sat down at the right hand of God, waiting for the time onward until his enemies be made a footstool for his feet. For by one offering, himself, his body, Christ, was perfected for all time those who are sanctified. Now, we know that to be sanctified, that first we have to be redeemed. And once we are sanctified, once we are redeemed, then we can have sanctification. Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9 says that we are saved by faith, not works, a gift of God. So, to be saved, we have to repent of our sins. And then, as God puts His Holy Spirit in us, then he can sanctify us, and we can be made holy. He is the one, he's the only one that can save us through the blood of Jesus, and he is the only one that can sanctify us and make us holy. We know in John 17, this was the prayer that Jesus prayed before he went to the cross. And he prayed for himself in John 17 in the first verses. And then he prayed for his disciples. And then we see in these verses that he is praying for all of us today. And I'm going to read John 17:15 through 19. I do not ask thee to take them out of the world. Jesus is praying to God, but to keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is truth. Thou didst send me into the world. I also have sent them into the world. He's talking about his disciples. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they themselves also may be sanctified in truth. So this is a part of the prayer where he's asking God the Father to sanctify the disciples. And he is saying that as you sanctify them, you do this through your word, and the word is truth. So sanctification then brings truth. It teaches us the word of God himself. Now let's look at this, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved completely without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So what Paul is saying here in this verse is that God himself sanctifies us and gives us peace through his Spirit, that we may be preserved, that we may be kept without blame at the coming of the Lord Jesus. When Jesus comes back and sets up his kingdom here on this earth, then we will be sanctified. Sanctification, being made holy, is something that is day by day. We're being sanctified day by day. It's not all at once. It happens as we are obedient to the Lord, as he gives us sanctification. Now, again, we see the name Jehovah Mekadoshkim. Leviticus, in Leviticus 27 and 8, it says, you shall concentrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am the Lord your God, and you shall keep my statutes and practice them. I am the Lord who sanctifies you. So again and again, we see that God says that he is the one. So it tells here in Leviticus, it was written at the time of the when Israel had been brought out of bondage. And Leviticus is a book that tells them, those of Israel, how to worship their God. It's the theme of sanctification of the people, a sanctification that affects the way they walk, the way they live, the way they worship. So redemption is not the end of us. Rather, it's sanctification that prepares us for glorification. We are redeemed. We are saved and brought near. And then we are sanctified. And being made holy day by day prepares us to be glorified before our Lord. No one can come before him until they are glorified, until they are made righteous. So, once then God's people are redeemed, as we see in Exodus, they're to move on to sanctification, and that tells them in the book of Leviticus. We've also learned that sanctification cannot come without redemption. But we know also that redemption brings sanctification. So they're hand in hand. The death of Christ provides for our redemption. It was His death. He was our sacrifice. And Hebrews 9:22 says, without shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. And then looking at Romans 6:4 and 8:2-4, and I'll read these quickly. The resurrection of Christ provides us with the ability to walk in newness of life through the gift of the Holy Spirit, who sets us free from the law of sin and death. So that is Romans 6:4 and 8:2-4. So the Lord who sanctified Israel is the same God that sanctifies the church. Now, we need to see how then this applies to each of us. How is it to be continued? We have to know that the Christian life, this is very special, and it's something that we all need to learn. If we learn this, then we can understand about redemption and sanctification. And you might want to write this down. The Christian life is not what I do or do not do that makes me holy, but because I am holy, that makes me do or do not do. Let me repeat that again. The Christian life is not what I do or do not do that makes me holy, but because I am holy, that makes me do or do not do. So that is what we need to learn from the study of Jehovah Mekadai, and I'm still not pronouncing it right, Mekadema. Well, let me try again and see if I can. Jehovah Mekadikam. Okay, that's enough. I just keep messing it up. So, what is the definition then of Jehovah Mekadikam? The definition is the Lord who sanctifies. And so, to be sanctified, we have to first be what? We have to be redeemed. So, what was the purpose of the Sabbath for the children of Israel? What was the purpose of it? Don't you think that according to the scriptures, it was given that they might have rest? He said to work 6 days, but then on the Sabbath, it was a day of rest. So the purpose of it was for a day of rest. And so we know that after our redemption, that it has brought us back in, relationship with Jehovah Mekadishkim. And then He begins to start sanctifying us, to set us apart, to make us holy. So we need to look at our own lives to be sure that we have redemption, that we have been saved, that the Lord may take us and sanctify us and make us holy. How important is it to be holy? We read that in Hebrews 12:14. And let me see if I can find that scripture. And I will read it again because it will answer the question. Let me go back and see if I Hebrews 12:14. Okay, I'll just read all of. I still haven't found it. So, going forward, then, why? What was the purpose of it? How important is it to be holy? We need to be holy because He said that you need to be holy because I am holy. And we cannot be holy before, if we are not holy, we can't come before a holy God. So the purpose then is to be holy, that we can come before a holy God. And so we know then that we have been redeemed, that God is sanctifying us, that He is setting us apart from the world. And so this makes our life different. We're no longer living our lives for ourselves, but we are living our lives to glorify Him, that He may sanctify us, that we may be holy as He is holy. And the memory verse then for this lesson is Leviticus 10:8. Leviticus 10:8. And you shall keep my statutes and practice them. I am the Lord who sanctifies you. And here we again see that it is the Lord that sanctifies, and we can't do anything on our own, that we have to be redeemed and then sanctified. So go back and repeat again how that we are sanctified. The Christian life is not what I do or do not do that makes me holy, but because I am holy, that makes me do or do not do. Let's end our study today keeping that in mind, that it's not what we do or what we do not do that makes us holy, but what makes us do what we should do or not do is because we are holy. Father, I just praise you because without Jesus becoming our Redeemer, you could not and cannot sanctify us. But we know, Father, that Jesus was our sacrifice. He took our place on the cross. He died for our sins and covered our sins with His precious blood. And because we believe and have faith, you have accepted us as your child, and therefore we have been redeemed. And now You are making us holy by sanctifying us day by day in our walk of life. Father, teach us, guide us, direct us, that we may do the things that you would have us do. And please you in all things. I ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.